Theater Now always presents a Christmas show, and it's become a tradition for Nick Smith to direct it. Last year, it was Trailer Park Christmas. This year, it's Tuna Christmas. This is a sequel to Greater Tuna, a play staged earlier this year. It's set in Tuna, Texas. There are about 20 characters in this show, but two women play all the parts. I spoke with director Nick Smith and one of the actors, Susan Otten, about the play.
It's just really kind of a slice of life in this little town in Texas called Tuna, and it just follows a bunch of the different people, you know, just as they get their preparations made for Christmas. There's a big to-do about a yard display contest. There's sort of a mystery about this guy called the Christmas Phantom who runs around messing up the yard displays.
My favorite, I like Arliss Struve. He's the radio personality. He's one of my favorites. And then Dixie DeBerry, who is an older lady who's the city secretary and knows karate. her and Aaron's character, Pearl, have a great scene of them just bickering at each other, and it's pretty funny.
Just sitting around being old ladies.
Yeah.
I was curious about how all the necessary quick changes were managed in the show. Apparently, there's a costuming crew backstage to keep the show moving.
Well, for one thing, when it came to the costuming, it was just really important to kind of leave things in Allison's hands. She's our costume designer. She knows more about that than I do. She knows how to make it work. So, you know, aside from saying, okay, yeah, that looks good for that character, that looks good for this character, I just let her do her thing and set it up for whatever would be most efficient for getting those costumes on and off, and just stayed hands off with that. As far as Susan and Aaron goes, very early on in the process, we just, you know, we sat down and sort of said, let's figure out who these people are, what kind of voices they're going to have, you know, how they're going to behave, so that they could start very, very early on differentiating between the characters, so that it wasn't just Susan in another outfit, but that each one of these characters had their own life and their own personality.
There are various types of comedy, and I asked Nick and Susan what kind of comedy Tuna Christmas is. If you're old enough, you'll understand this answer.
Hee-haw. I mean, it really is.
It is a little hee-haw. That's very true.
It's definitely poking fun at the Old South. Let's
yes.
Put it that way.
Yes. The artistic director at the theater in Tuna, Texas is Joe Bob Lipsy, if that tells you anything. He is very, very special.
There's no, like, deep meaning behind it or anything.
Greater Tuna had a little more of a, you know, a slight political bend to it with some of the material, whereas this one, it really is just a fun play for the holidays. It's a little cynical about the holidays. A lot of the characters are not having their best Christmas ever in this show. But then there's one scene in particular that, to me, just really sums up everything that makes Christmas time what it is and what makes it so special. And so you know, it's funny. There's definitely some odd things that go on, but it's also still a very heartwarming way to get yourself in the holiday spirit.
That was director Nick Smith and actor Susan Otten. Tuna Christmas plays Friday and Saturday nights through the end of November. And from December 4th through 18th, the show runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. A Texas-sized holiday meal is available at the show. Find details at whqr.org. Have a big old Texas Christmas, wherever you may be.